Hare Krishna. So this is the second of five.
Значи, danas ćemo proslijediti drugi od
discussions of five
rasprava
potent forms of devotional
koje se tiču
service.
Moćnih oblika prednog služenja.
Today we'll be discussing the Pancharatriki vidhi, or worshipping in the Lord in his Archivigraha incarnation, also known as deity worship. Yesterday we spoke about the glories
Juče smo govorili
of Krishna's holy name.
O slavama Krishnog svetog imena.
In the list of five, tomorrow association with devotees.
Sutra ćemo opet govoriti o druženju s bhaktama, zatim o Bhagavatamu i konačno o svetim mjestima.
So we'll speak about deity worship.
Dakle, danas obožavanje božanstva.
It's especially essential and
to je posebno značajno, bitno, od suštinskog značaja za one koji su u grihastha ashramu.
It's explained that
objašnjeno je da
in the Chaitanya Bhagavat,
u Chaitanya Bhagavatu,
says the Lord appears in this age,
Gospodin se pojavljuje u ovom dobu,
in two ways,
na dva načina,
in his name,
u obliku imena,
and in his deity,
u obliku božanstva.
Both of these are very powerful
oba dva ta oblika,
manifestation
oba oblika su vrlo
of the Lord's presence,
moćne manifestacije Gospodinog prisustva, Gospodinog prisustva kojim pokazuje milost uvjetovanim dušama u ovom dobu.
Although in this age,
iako
the means
dobu,
for self-realization,
sredstva za samospoznaju,
which has been emphasized
koje je naglašeno
over and over in the scriptures,
is
chanting of the holy names of
znači,
the Lord.
Iako je to sredstvo pijanje svetog imena Gospodina,
ipak, we also have the process of deity worship.
I proces obožavanja božanstva.
And Srila Prabhupada, he emphasizes this, especially in our ISKCON society.
Je naglašavao posebno u našem ISKCON društvu.
Because
zato što
by practicing and performing the process of deity worship,
izvodeći proces obožavanja božanstva, osoba može pročistiti svjesnost. Tako da može mantrati ime u čistom
stanju. And also one can realize Krishna in the form of the deity also.
Shvatiti, realizirati Krishna
u obliku božanstva.
Tako da ovaj proces je vrlo značajan
and very much
i u velikoj mjeri
part of our
dio
practice.
Naše prakse.
What is the deity?
Što je božanstvo?
The deity is Krishna.
Božanstvo je Krishna.
There's one verse
ima
from the Padma Purana.
U Padma Purani.
Again, one of the most important
ponovo,
Puranas of all the Puranas.
Purana.
It's Arche Vishnu Siladi Gurushu Narmati Vaishnavai Jati Bhuti. And the verse goes on. It's a very long
I tako
verse.
This is the first dugačak, line. Ovo je samo prvi red.
That one who sees
osoba koja
the deity of the Lord
smatra božanstvo Gospodina
as simply stone or
za običan kamen ili drvo.
And then it goes on to say, one who
onda
sees
kaže, osoba koja smatra
the Vaishnav
as
coming from some caste or creed,
kao da proizlazi iz određene kaste,
people define Vaishnav in terms of
definiraju Vaishnavizam kao
cultural or nationalities,
kulturalnim nacionalnim nasljeđem,
or one who sees the spiritual master
osoba koja vidi duhovnog učitelja
an ordinary man,
kao običnog čovjeka
or woman,
ili žena.
And one who sees Mahaprasadam as being
koja,
ordinary food.
Koji Mahaprasadam smatra običnom hranom.
And it goes on. There are many other categories. Then that person,
takva osoba,
their intelligence,
njegova inteligencija,
is coming from hell.
Dolazi iz pakla.
That is an exact translation.
To je
the word
doslovni,
naraki is used in the last
prijevod.
Part of the verse to say
riječ,
telling, they have a hellish mentality.
Je
very strong
u zadnjem
statement
dijelu.
From Sri
kažete, on ima takvu paklenu
so, particularly in relationship to the deity.
To je vrlo jedna snažna izjava iz Padma Purana i posebno se odnosi
different
na
ways to
božanstvo.
View the Lord in that form.
Dakle, postoji različni način na koji možemo posmatrati božanstvo.
Gives
three
of people in general.
Ljudi uopće.
Or not people in general, ne. But three visions that is applied to the deity.
Koje se mogu primijeniti na božanstvo.
One who sees the deity simply
osoba
as some
vidi
statue,
kao figuru,
some form
statu,
made out of material elements.
Sačinjen od materijalnih elemenata.
Think it is some creation of someone's mind. Or simply there
da je to stvoreno od nekog čovjeka
decoration.
Ili da je tu samo za ukras.
It's like, I guess, when the devotees in under Srila Prabhupada back in the beginning days of the Hare Krishna movement.
Početnim danima Hare Krishna pokreta.
You know, the devotees that were coming to the movement in those days, we were all hippies.
Svi smo bili hippie.
And hippie means
a hippie znači when
you dress in all kinds of crazy clothes.
Da se oblači u različite čudnu odjeću, različite boje.
And all kinds of crazy hairdos.
I različite vrste frizura ima.
Everything.
I sve je to
hippie means
otkrišeno.
Just do something different.
Hippie znači raditi nešto drugačije.
And so when they first saw Lord Jagannath,
kada su prvi put vidjeli gospodina Jagannatha,
they thought he was an expression of something from the hippie culture.
Da je to izraz nečega iz hippie kulture.
When Jagannath doesn't have his dress on, Jagannath he has all these colorful designs all over him.
Nema odjeću, već ima to,
so,
te različite šare, boje na
really
sebi.
Far out.
I misli se, ovo je stvarno
like
otkačeno.
Hippies, you know?
Ovo je božanstvo za hippije.
But Jagannath, I mean, he's something for everybody, but
da, Jagannath je u stvari
za svakoga. It's not exactly the spirit scriptural understanding.
To nije zaista
anyway,
razumijevanje koje se može steći iz spisa.
Different concocted ideas. Napravo kako
bilo,
so
ljudi imali različite izmišljene ideje i to je materialistički
pristup.
Bolje
od toga,
su oni koji vide božanstvo kao predstavnika
the Lord gospodina. Is not personally here, but
gospodin nije osobno
he represents himself
ovdje.
In the form of the deity.
On je predstavljen
so,
u obliku božanstva.
Therefore we can focus our consciousness
zato možemo svoju svjesnost usredsrediti na božanstvo. I to je isto kao da obožavamo ili usresređujemo svjesnost na samog gospodina.
It's not exactly Krishna, it's simply a way to worship Krishna because we can't see Krishna.
Pri ovoj viziji, božanstvo nije sami Krishna, već način da obožavamo Krishnu, zato što ga trenutno ne možemo vidjeti. Ali to također nije ispravno. U konačnom smislu, nema razlike između gospodina i ovog transcendentalnog oblika. I
za
vrijeme seminara ću ja ispričati par zabava koji potvrđuje da je božanstvo sam Krishna. Čućemo te predivne zabave.
Like to begin
no, želim
with reading a little bit from
čitanjem
the words of the Supreme Personality of
Godhead from Srimad Bhagavatam,
where it's described
je opisano
a little bit about
nešto malo
the process of deity
o procesu
worship.
Obožavanja božanstva.
Let's see here. If I can find it. And these are the words of the Supreme Lord.
Ovo su riječi
Svevišnjeg
gospodina. Izravno.
Krishna, Uddhava asks Krishna in the 11th canto.
Uddhava u 11. pjevanju postavlja pitanje
Krishna.
Kako da te obožavam u tom određenom obliku?
And then Krishna explains.
A Krishna objašnjava.
Very carefully how to worship himself.
Vrlo pažljivo objašnjava kako se on može obožavati.
Oh, here it is. Okay. So Uddhava says, my dear Lord,
kaže, dragi gospodine,
O master of devotees, please explain to me the prescribed method of worship you in your deity form.
Tebe u božanstvu, u obliku božanstva.
What are the qualifications for those devotees who worship the deity?
Koji te obožavaju, u takvom obliku?
One question he asks, what are the devotees' qualifications?
Znači, to je pitanje, kako su
On what
kvalifikacije
basis do we establish the worship?
Uspostavljamo
and what
to
are the specific methods of worship?
Koji su određeni metodi obožavanja? To su pitanja.
And he goes on to say all the great sages declare that such worship brings the greatest benefit possible in human life.
U životu čovjeka.
And then he cites the opinions of Brihaspati,
Vyasadeva, Narade,
Lord Brahma,
Brahmino,
Muni, Lord Shiva.
Brigu, Shiva.
This process has been accepted
ovi proces
and
je prihvaćen
appropriate for all occupations
za sve vrste zanimanja
and spiritual orders of
i za sve duhovne redove života.
Therefore,
zato
I consider worship of you in your deity form to be the most beneficial of all
kao jedno od najpovoljnijih svih praksi.
Lotusovki, gospode,
vrhovni gospodaru, svih gospodaru univerzuma, molim te, objasni svome bhakti što znači oslobođenje. Ne, koje su sredstva oslobođenja? Kako možemo steći oslobođenje? Dakle, to je pitanje.
This verse is from the
ovaj stih nalazimo
11th canto,
u 11. pjevanju,
27.
poglavlju. Ako idete do tog dijela Bhagavatama, možete pročitati cijeli taj razgovor.
Gospodin Krishna
tu zalazi u vrlo detaljno objašnjenje kako obožavati njega u obliku božanstva.
Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto,
to znači u
11.
pjevanju, 27. poglavlju Srimad
Bhagavatam.
Malo ću samo pročitati jer je dosta dugačko.
Svišnji
gospodin objašnjava.
Udava,
dragi
Udava,
nema kraj nema kraja bezbrojnim vedskim propisima za obožavanje božanstva. Sad ću ti objasniti ovu temu vrlo nakratko. I to redom, korak po korak. Slušaj sada.
The twice born
dok objašnjavam kako osoba dostiže
dva put rođena
osoba me obožava
nudeći pogodno
parafernale s ljubavljom u obliku božanstva ili u obliku koji se pojavlja na zemlji ili u vatri, u suncu, u vodi ili u vlastitom srcu obožavatelja. Osoba prvo treba pročistiti tijelo,
perući zube i kupajući se, usredsređujući
um
such as chanting the Gayatri mantra
praktizirajući vedske procese kao što je Gayatri mantra tri puta dnevno. Takve izvedbe su preporučene u Vedama i prečišćavaju obožavatelja od reakcija plodnosti i djelatnosti. Oblik božanstva gospodina se pojavlja u osam različitih oblika. Postoje osam načina da obožavamo gospodina ili postoje osam manifestacija božanstva. Nije da božanstvo je samo ono što mi ovdje percepiramo u fizičkom obliku. Postoje osam načina. Prvo u kamenu se može pojaviti. Znači u drvetu. U metalu. U zemlji. Na slici. Na pijesku. U draguljima. Ili u umu. To su osam oblika u kojima se gospodin pojavlja. Znači možemo obožavati božanstvo čak i u svome umu.
And there's a story from the from Bhakti Rasamrita
Sindhu,
the Nectar of Devotion.
It's
explained in that book
that
there was one South Indian Brahmin.
Bio jedan južno indijski Brahmin.
Now this Brahmin was so poor.
Užasno,
but he wanted to worship the Lord with great
opulence.
But he had nothing.
Ali ništa nije imao.
So he decided to worship the Lord in his mind.
Gospodina u umu.
So he established within his mind
unutar
a deity.
Je ustoličio
božanstvo. Kroz
koncentraciju i meditaciju.
And he, every day,
i svaki dan
at regular times,
u točno određeno vrijeme
binudio
parafernaliju.
And he would wake the Lord,
probudio bi gospodina, kupao bi ga,
arti
bi nudio,
offer nice foodstuffs
lijepu
to the Lord,
hranu bi ponudio,
dress the Lord,
obukao bi ga,
also put the Lord to rest.
Stavio bi ga na spavanje.
And he went on for months.
I to se, to se odvijalo mjesecima i on je bio potpuno uronjen u obožavanje gospodina u svom
umu.
A onda jednog dana
in his meditation,
u svojoj meditaciji
he cooked some sweet rice.
Skuhao je slatku rižu.
And he wanted to offer it, but he wasn't sure
if it was cool. Prabhupada
explains you should offer sweet rice when it's
cool. Riža treba biti ohlađena kad se
nudi. So he wanted to test it. So he put his finger,
zato je stavio svoj prst.
This was in his meditation.
To
he put his finger into the sweet rice.
But
what happened was amazing, that his finger got burnt.
Opekao je prst.
He actually, on his body itself, there was a burn on his finger because the sweet rice was hot.
Na fizičkom tijelu, na
although he was performing
meditation,
his meditation
was so concentrated
that actually he got a physical reaction.
And
when this happened, Lord Narayan in the spiritual world, he turned to Lakshmi.
On se
okrenuo
prema
Lakshmi
i rekao
Lakshmi,
vidi ovog baktu.
He has become perfect in my worship. Postoje
savršeno obožavanje. Sad će ga dovesti natrag u duhovni svijet.
So, this example was given
je dat,
Srila Prabhupada, to show that one can primjer, worship the Lord even in the mind, even if one doesn't have
gospodin može obožavati čak i u umu, ukoliko čovjek nema so this potrebnu parafernaliju.
One of the authorized
to je jedan
forms.
Od autoriziranih oblika.
But of course, we do have paraphernalia.
Mi imamo paraphernaliju.
We do have the deity, the Lord has
imamo
come
božanstvo.
In these particular forms.
Gospodin je došao u te,
so
taj određeni oblik.
We should follow the authorized process as given by the acharyas.
Autorizirani proces koji su dali acharije.
So I'll read some more. One should worship me in my deity form by offering the most excellent
paraphernalia.
A devotee completely free from material desires may worship me with whatever he has to obtain. He may even worship me within his heart with mental paraphernalia. I just mentioned that. In worshiping the temple deity, my dear Uddhava, bathing and decoration are the most pleasing offering.
Actually,
what is ever offered to me with faith by even if he offers simply a little water,
čak je malo vode,
is most dear to me.
Ljubavlju.
So Krishna is saying, even if you offer me
Krishna
a little
kaže,
water
malo vode
with devotion,
ali s devocijom,
that is sufficient.
To je dovoljno.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Patram, Pushpam, Phalam, Toyam, Neome Bhakta, Panachchiti, Taraham Bhakta Uparitam, Asnami. Asnami is a very key word.
Asnami je ključna riječ.
Payatat manaha. Krishna says, if you
Krishna
offer me
kaže,
with
ako mi ponudiš,
devotion, fruit, flower,
plod,
water,
cvijet, vodu,
or some little leaf, vegetable,
listič,
something, tulsi leaf,
tulsi listič,
with
recimo,
bhakti,
ali s bhakti,
I accept.
Ja
the word asnami means,
asnami,
I eat it, I accept
znači,
it.
Ja to jedem,
I accept what you give me. It's not like Krishna just,
uzimam ono što mi daješ.
Papa said, you offer the food
nije
there, Krishna and then nothing
hranu,
happens.
I ništa
right?
Se ne dogodi.
You don't see anything.
Ništa
Krishna
ne vidite.
Krishna
zaista prihvaća. Mi to ne možemo vidjeti.
There's a story.
Ima priča.
I'll divert for a minute and tell this one story.
Ispričat ću ovu priču.
This is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Beautiful story.
Lijepa je.
There was a son of who is it? Mukunda Da had a son, and his name was Raghunanda. Raghunanda was 5 years old.
Raghunanda ima 5 godina.
And Mukunda wanted to teach his son how to worship the deity at the age of 5.
Kako da obožava gospodina još dok ima 5 godina.
Mukunda used to worship
jer Mukunda
his deity every day.
Svoje božanstvo
so one day he had to leave early to go out.
Rano otići.
So he told his wife,
rekao,
you
ženi,
come, you
dođi,
bring the food, we'll give it to our
hranu,
little son
Raghunandana.
And then Raghunandana, you take this plate of food, you bring
tanje,
it in front of the deity,
do
you sit down,
sjedni dolje,
you chant the mantra, I give you the mantra,
ja ću ti mantru dati, ti
you ring the bell,
zvona,
zvonce, and then
zvonce.
You call Krishna, please come
onda
take your food.
Krishnu. Do, Krishna, molim te, dođi i uzmi ovu hranu.
And then, you know, that's what you do.
I tako se to radi.
So, little Raghunanda, very obedient,
I Raghunanda vrlo
comes
poslušno,
in with the plate. There was
plate,
a glass of milk
I čašu mlijeka
and a ladu.
I ladu na tom tanjirčiću.
So he brought the plate in,
I to nije,
put it in front of the deity.
Stavi ispred božanstva.
He sat down.
Sjeo je.
Remember, he's only 5 years old.
Pazite, samo 5 godina imao.
He chanted the mantra.
Mantru je izgovorio.
Rang the bell.
Zvonio
called
za zvonce,
the Lord, please come take
prizvao gospodina. Molim te, dođi i prihvati ovu hranu.
But being a 5-year-old boy,
ali pošto imao samo 5 godina,
he was thinking, you know,
mislio je
the Lord should eat it.
Da gospodin to treba pojesti.
He's not eating.
A on to ne radi.
Sitting there.
Samo sjedi gore.
And so he became a little upset. He
pa
said,
se malo uznemirio.
He called the Lord again. Please come take your food.
I ponovo je prizvao, gospodine, molim te dođi
and,
i
you know,
pojedi ovu hranu.
Nothing was happening that
Međutim,
he could see.
Ništa što je on
so finally,
mogao vidjeti
upset,
se nije dešavalo.
Crying.
I ko zna što se toliko uznemirio, da počeo plakati.
My dear Lord, my father asked me to do this.
Otac
if you don't take it, he's going to be angry.
Ako
so please, he was
ti ne prihodiš hranu, on će biti ljud.
So he was
molim
crying
te,
with such devotion.
Plako je s toliko devocije.
And finally the Lord spoke to him and said, I'm a
deity. Ja sam božanstvo.
I don't eat like you do.
Ja ne jedem kao što to ti radiš.
So then he spoke back to the Lord
onda
and he said,
odgovorio,
no, no, you must eat.
Ne,
my
moraš,
father will
moraš.
Become mad. You should eat.
Otac će mi
so
se
naljutiti, said, right,
strašno. U redu, rekao,
I will eat.
Pojušću
so
te.
He ate everything.
I sve je pojio.
And then he walked out with the plate and there was
nothing
Raghunanda on it. I onda
je otišao sa plateom natrag i ništa nije bilo na njemu. I majka mu je rekla, gdje je prasadam?
So he said, well, you know, rekao, pa, the Lord ate it. That's, isn't he supposed to eat it?
Poneo, trebalo, gospodin je poneo, pojio, trebao je za pojio.
So his mother became a little concerned.
A onda moja majka postala malo zabrinuta.
Maybe he's eating it himself,
Možda je Raghunanda da sam pojio, ili ga negde sakrio.
So she waited to her father,
onda
je čekala
dok se Mukunda nije vratio.
And then he told the whole story.
I onda je ispričala priču.
The Lord ate it. So the next,
Mukunda
was kind of worried.
I Mukunda je postala također malo zabrinuta.
Maybe his son has gone bad or something.
Možda mu je sin postao nešto skrivao.
Asked him to do it again.
Neposlušan. And so the second day, again. I drugog dana,
but this time Mukunda
watched. Mukunda je ovog puta
and the same thing happened again.
Ista stvar
and again the Lord didn't do
ponovo
anything. And again he started crying.
Ponovo on počeo plakati.
And then the Lord said,
all right. Gospodin rekao u redu.
Again, he was moved by Raghunandana.
Bio je dirnut Raghunandanom ljubavlju. I onda je on...
He drank the milk and ate half the ladu.
He didn't eat the whole ladu this time. Ladu.
He left half.
Pola ladu je pojao. Drugi put je
and so Mukunda saw that.
Ladu, znači.
And when he
I Mukunda
saw
je to
that,
vidio,
he was amazed.
Onda je bio zapanjen.
His son was only 5 years old.
Sin mu je bio samo 5 godina star.
So later on, Lord Chaitanya,
I kasnije, gospodin Chaitanya,
he was teasing Mukunda. He
on
said,
je,
Mukunda,
on
you know,
se,
your son, Raghunandana,
sa Mukundom. I rekao je,
he's
Mukunda,
your son,
tvoj sin Raghunandan je tvoj sin.
I have a question for
ali imam jedno
you. Who is the father
ko je u stvari ovdje
and who
otac?
Is the son?
A ko je sin?
And Mukunda understood
I
Lord Chaitanya's mind and he said, my dear Lord, Raghunandana,
on je moj otac.
And I am his son. Because he is teaching
sin.
Me.
Zato što me on podučio.
He's actually teaching me.
On me u stvari uči.
So this is a beautiful story about the glories of this wonderful devotee who later became Raghunandana Thakur.
O slavi ovog bhakte koji je kasnije postao Raghunandana Thakur, slavni Vaishnava, nakon odlaska Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But this story illustrates that the Lord actually does eat.
Pokazuje
he actually takes the offering.
Zaista prihvaća
ponudu. I remember in 1996. I was doing deity worship.
Ja sam obožavao
from preaching a little deity worship in the Chicago temple in America.
Ja sam u Chicago hramu
and it was an amazing phenomenon that happened. Maybe if some of you were in Krishna consciousness that year.
Panjujuće zaista.
People were offering milk
ljudi su nudili mlijeko
to the deity of Ganesh.
Božanstvu Ganesha.
And some people had deities of Lord Shiva.
A neki ljudi su imali božanstvo Shive.
And the deities were drinking the milk all around the world.
I po cijelom svijetu božanstva su pila mlijeko.
And it was like stories coming all over the internet and every place.
Svugdje po internetu su bile te priče.
The Lord was drinking. Lord Shiva was drinking the milk. Ganesh was drinking the milk. It was happening regularly. And people who had some of their personal deities at home, it was also happening with their personal deities. It was right, it actually was amazing because it was happening during the Chaturmasya when it was a milk fast. I guess the Lord wanted to make sure that nobody was drinking milk that day. But it was happening a lot, even our ISKCON devotees who had their own deities
događalo, čak I
of Ganesh or Shiva,
koji su imali
their deities were drinking. So one time,
Ganesha,
one man came into the temple.
Jedno,
he was really excited.
Bio zaista uzbuđen.
He was animated. He was saying, amazing, miracle,
čudo.
The deities drinking the milk,
božanstvo
it's a miracle.
To je čudo.
So I told him, I said, what's so amazing?
Ali
he does it every day. Sometimes
svaki dan radi.
You see it and sometimes
ponekad
you
vidimo,
don't.
Ponekad ne vidimo.
It's nothing extraordinary.
Ništa
neobično. In fact,
stvari,
usually he leaves you something.
Obično
but this
nešto
time
ostane,
he's not.
Ali ovog puta, ne.
So it's not like this is something happens.
To nije nešto što se dogodilo.
Of course it's quite wonderful.
Naravno,
when you actually
čudesno,
experience the Lord in his deity form
da
performing his transcendental pastimes in these ways.
Na ovaj
but
način.
Actually
međutim,
the Lord takes. But he takes only when there's devotion.
Uvijek prihvaća ukoliko je to ponuđeno s devocijom.
So the deity is actually
dakle,
accepting
božanstvo zaista prihvaća vašu ponudu.
So continue here.
Idemo dalje.
Every even very opulent presentations
Krishna
says, do not satisfy me
Krishna
if they're offered by non-devotees.
Ako je ponuđeno od nebakte.
Sometimes non-devotees make grand displays
prave veliku predstavu od obožanja božanstva.
There's another story.
Ima još jedna priča.
One time Prabhupada was traveling in India. I think he went to a place called Nellore. I'm not exactly sure where in India Nellore is. But there was a very rich family. And they were very, very aristocratic.
Bili su to
they were also, they had many deities
obitelj,
in their home.
Imali su puno božanstva u svom
and they wanted to do
domu.
Another deity installation.
I su instalirati so the devotees were there at the time. And so Prabhupada came.
They invited Prabhupada. So this lady, she was more like in charge.
And
she arranged this grand celebration. Really grand celebration. She had all these brahmanas there chanting mantras and beautiful decorations. The deity was there. Grand installation. And she asked Prabhupada to do the installation. So Prabhupada, you know what he did? He saw the whole thing.
Vidio je čitavu tu stvar.
He sat down. He said, "Give me a conch shell."
I rekao je, "Dajte mi školjku."
And give me some milk.
I mlijeka.
So he put the milk in a conch shell.
Onda je stavio mlijeko u školjku.
And then there was a deity there, a little deity.
I božanstvo je bilo tu, malo božanstvo.
The conch shell and the milk over the deity, and he said,
"Folio božanstvo s mlijekom." I onda je mantrao.
The what is it? Brahma Samhita
prayers. Brahma Samhita molitve.
He chanted one or two prayers from Brahma Samhita.
Jedno ili dvije molitve s Brahma Samhita.
And he said, "Deity is installed.
Božanstvo je instalirano.
Performance is finished." He got up and left.
Ceremonija je završena. Ustao je i otišao.
The lady was shocked, you know.
A ta gospođa
je bila šokirana. She was expecting this like 2-hour, 3-hour program of all these grand celebrations, chanting mantras and so many pujas and so many things. Prabhupada just did like 15 minutes and walked away. Because see, he could see that she was trying to impress. She was trying to impress so many people by this grand display. And Prabhupada could see that. Prabhupada was able to see a person's intentions. And he wasn't so much wanting to be part of that. So he just did a simple thing and said, "Deity's installed."
Obavio je svoju jednostavnu ceremoniju, rekao je božanstvo je instalirano i otišao.
This doesn't, these grand celebrations are grand offerings that are not done with proper devotion.
They're not satisfying to the Lord.
You can offer, what is it? A beautiful story. Ah, this is a wonderful story.
Prekrasnu priču.
Krishna. When Krishna was in Hastinapur.
Ne znam šta, neka priča sada.
Duryodhana.
Kada je Krishna bio u Hastinapuru,
the king who was trying to usurp the Pandava's throne. He was doing whatever he could to get powerful people on his side.
Od Pandava.
He was really
crafty.
He knew how to get people to
da moćne ljude privuče sa svoje strane. Znaju navesti ljude da učine ono što on želi. Tako da on na taj način dobio karnu, na taj način dobio bišmu, obožavajući ih, nudeći im poklone,
slaveći
ih. Bio je vrlo vješt
diplomat.
I to je pokušao i s Krišnom napraviti.
He was going to get Krishna on his side.
Htio je Krišnu na svoju
stranu
privući.
So he invited Krishna to be the guest of honor
to a
grand celebration.
Na jednoj velikoj
proslavi. And he had the finest cooks in the kingdom.
Najbolje kuhare pozvao.
Big hall all decorated up
and
dramatic dancers, performers, brahmanas, so many things, grand display. And he invited Krishna as the guest of honor to be worshipped there.
Da bude tamo obožavan kao počasni gost.
Krishna didn't go.
Krishna uopće nije otišao.
He didn't even show up.
Nije se ni pojavio tamo.
He just didn't want to go. So instead, that same night, he went to the house of Vidura.
Ista noć je otišao u Vidurinu kuću.
He knocked on the door.
Pokucao na vrata.
And Vidura's wife answered the door.
A Vidurina žena je to otvorila vrata.
She got so excited.
Posle tako uzbuđena.
Krishna's come.
Krishna je došao.
She looked around to offer him something. And there was nothing in the house. She found some bananas.
I našla je banane.
And in her excitement, she started peeling the bananas. But she was so excited that Krishna was there. She was giving Krishna the banana peel.
Krishna davala koru,
and she was throwing away the banana.
Bacala je
and Krishna
banane.
Was eating the peel.
I Krishna je jeo koru.
In fact, she kept doing it. And he was eating peel after peel.
To raditi, on je jeo
and he was enjoying
korom.
It. He was experiencing great happiness because she was so much in love with Krishna. She had so much devotion
that
Krishna didn't even consider that the offering wasn't so appropriate.
Da ponuda nije bila pravilna, ispravna.
But he accepted it. So that's Krishna. And that pastime is so beautiful. There's a song that is written in glorification of. It's a long song, and in that song, that particular pastime is mentioned. How Krishna loves his devotees. When offered with love and devotion, it doesn't matter what is the content, as long as the devotion is there. So Krishna accepts our devotion.
Krishna prihvaća devociju.
But I am pleased by any insignificant offer offered by my loving devotions. And I'm certainly pleased with nice presentations of fragrant oil, incense, flowers, and powerful foods are offered by my devotees. After cleansing oneself and collecting all the paraphernalia, the worshiper should arrange his own seat with blades of kusa grass, whose tips point eastward. And Krishna goes on to give the very exact aspects of how to worship. The devotee should sanctify the various parts of his body by chanting various mantras and touching those parts. He should do the same with the deity form. So Krishna goes on and on and on, explaining very carefully how to worship him in his deity form. So I would recommend devotees to read this,
and you can get
this. Of course, this is basically for temple worship.
Ovo je sve namijenjeno uglavnom za hramsko obožavanje, gdje sva parafernalija i sve se može lijepo urediti.
When you worship the deity
kad obožavate božanstvo kući,
it may be done in a more simplified
to se može učiniti
way
na jednostavniji
but
način.
Important
no,
in
najvažnije
the deity
pri obožavanju božanstva kod kuće je da
be,
osoba treba
somewhat regular.
Biti redovita.
At best you can keep a regulation,
ukoliko ne možete,
keep everything very, very clean.
Trebate okay. Znači biti redoviti so, i sve treba biti jako jako čisto.
I'll read a little bit more.
Još ću malo
čitati. Imamo
tu Prabhupadove neke izjave o obožavanju
božanstva.
Jer moramo se sjećati, uvijek pamtiti
runs parallel to our
ovo obožavanje božanstva
what is
se odvija
there's two
paralelno.
Things, Pacharatrika Vidi,
znači to je Pacharatrika
Vidi,
to je proces obožavanja
božanstva.
I paralelno s njim nalazimo Bhagavad Dharmu, proces pjevanja Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
So chanting of the Hare Krishna
Maha Mantra
is the means for self-realization. But deity worship allows one to purify their consciousness. And
Srila
Prabhupada says that for grihasthas, deity worship is essential. And I'll read something in that regard. Worship, if one is interested in the process of worship, one must possibly take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and learn the process from him. There are many books for worship, especially the Narada
Pancharatra.
In this age, Pancharatra system is particularly recommended for deity worship. There are two systems, the Bhagavat system and the Pancharatriki system. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no recommendation of Pancharatriki worship because in this Kali Yuga, even without deity worship, everything can be perfectly performed simply through hearing, chanting, remembering, and worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. Prabhupada makes some statements that appear to be contradictory. He says it's not necessary. One can reach perfection simply by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord.
Slušanjem i pjevanjem
and Prabhupada goes on to explain what are some of the
koji su
persons who perfect the deity worship,
osoba,
such as King
savršeni kroz obožavanje.
Ambarish Maharaj.
Tako su, na primjer, Pritu i Ambarish Maharaj.
Therefore, Prabhupada goes on,
zato
it's recommended that initiate devotees follow the principles of worshiping the deity in the temple, especially for householder devotees who are very opulent in material possessions. The path of deity worship is strongly recommended. This is important because the tendency in grihastha life is to become attached to whatever you have. To use the term I and mine, this is my wife, this is my husband, this
ja
is my house,
moje,
this is my car,
žena,
this is my
kuća,
money,
moj,
this
moja
is my
stan,
bank balance,
žena,
the I and mine
palača,
principle easily becomes
princip.
What we say
on
creeps
lako,
into our consciousness. And therefore, worshipping the deity helps to purify that and allows us to worship the deity. With these items that Krishna has given us. An opulent householder devotee who does not engage his hard-earned money in the service of the Lord is called a miser. One should not engage paid brahmanas to worship the deity.
If one does not
worship personally, but engages paid servants, they're considered to be lazy. And his worship is called artificial. An opulent householder can collect luxurious paraphernalia for deity worship, and consequently for householder devotees, the worship of the deity is compulsory.
I za njega je zaključio domaćina obavezno.
Before he says all you need is to hear and chant.
Prvo kaže, Prabhupada sve što treba napraviti je da slušate pjevanje, što da kaže, je da je obavezno obožavanje.
U Hare Krishna pokretu imamo brahmačari, grihasta, sanjasa, vanaprasta, ali obožavanje božanstva u hramu
trebaju grihaste obavljati
posebno. Brahmačari
može sa sanjasijem putovati i propovijedati, vanaprasta treba se spremati za sljedeći stadij odvojenog života sanjas, a grihasta treba svoje materialne aktivnosti, treba se angažirati u materialne aktivnosti i zato treba obožavati božanstvo, jer ako ne obožavaju
So Prabhupada recommends very strongly that those in grihastha life take up deity worship. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult to make advancement in spiritual life. But we see that even great souls who have reached perfection worship the deity. So what's the difference? We worship the deity in the neophyte stage to purify our consciousness. But in the advanced stage, when the consciousness becomes purified, Krishna reveals himself in the form of the deity. Razotkriva
obliku božanstva.
You can actually talk to the deity.
I tako da možemo u stvari pričati s božanstvom.
You're on that level, you can talk to Krishna.
Ako ste na tom nivou, možete pričati s Krishnom i Krishna može odgovoriti.
In the form of the deity.
U obliku božanstva.
It's not like the deity is just some.
Nije da je božanstvo samo.
He's just there and you're offering your worship. You can speak to Krishna and Krishna will speak back. Great souls do that. There's one story from the Ramanuja Sampradaya. There was one devotee, his name was Shailapurna.
Shailapurna se zvao.
Now Shailapurna worshipped one deity named, his name was Bardaraj.
Bardaraj.
Now, Shailapurna had a very intimate connection
with
Bardaraj.
Sa Bardarajom.
And he would worship the deity every day. In fact, not only would he worship the deity,
da ga je obožavao,
he could talk to Bardaraj.
Već je mogao razgovarati
and Bardaraj could talk to him back.
Mu je,
he had such relationship with the deity.
Razgovarali.
So one day, one devotee of Shailapurna, he said, my dear spiritual master, you're very close to the Lord. Could you ask him, how long will it take for me to receive liberation? When will I be able to go back to the spiritual world? Could you ask that for the Lord? To the Lord? And so, Shailapurna did that. He went to
Bardaraj
and came. He would talk to the deity every day. So he said, my dear Lord, there's one devotee has a question. He wants to know when he will return to the spiritual world. And the deity said, my dear devotee, he will come back
on će se vratiti
in this life.
U ovom životu.
Wow, my disciple, he's so advanced.
Učenik je tako napredan.
He'll come back in this life.
Vratit će se u ovom životu.
So he went and he told him the good
news.
I rekao
mu, dobre,
he was very excited to give him the news that you will reach perfection in this life.
I bio jako željen da mu prenese dobre vijesti.
So the devotee was so happy and at the same time he was so amazed by the mercy of the Lord. And he was very humble. So Shailapurna thought, you know, I should also ask the Lord. I talk to him every day. I should ask him the same question.
Trebamo isto pitanje postaviti.
So he went,
i tako je otišao,
went before Bardaraj and said, my dear Lord,
i dragi
I have the same question.
Imam isto pitanje.
Can you tell me when will I
reći,
also return to the spiritual
ja
world?
U duhovni svijet?
Bardaraj said,
Bardaraj rekao,
be many lifetimes for you.
Za tebe još mnogo života.
He said, my dear Lord,
rekao, ali dragi gospodine, zašto?
My devotee, he's going back
da,
in this lifetime,
and
me is going to take many lifetimes.
A meni treba puno
he said,
života.
Yes, because
da,
you're my devotee, and he is a devotee
bakta,
of you. Therefore, the devotee
bakta,
of my devotee is my devotee, but you worship
bakta,
me directly.
Ali ti me direktno obožavaš.
So,
tako da,
you don't get the same mercy.
Nemaš istu milost.
So he was shocked.
Tako je.
So he didn't know what to do.
Šokiran,
so he decided to go find a pure devotee.
I odlučio
and worship
otići naći čistog bhakti obožavati.
So he went to Nath Muni.
I otišao kod Nath Munija. Prerušio se.
He changed his dress because Nath Muni knew him.
Nath Muni ga je poznao.
Nath Muni was living on
on je živio
in an area where
u jednoj oblasti
he would keep cows.
gdje su ljudi čuvali
krave. So he went there and he disguised himself as a cowherd boy and asked Muni if he could have some service taking care of his cows.
Da li može se malo brinuti o njegovim kravama.
He disguised himself in such a way that Muni didn't know it.
Tako da Nat Muni nije mogao prepoznati.
And this went on for some time.
I onda se od neko vreme odvijalo.
When he came there and he only had one change of dress. He had his regular clothes and he had his clothes that he dressed as a cowherd boy. So one day while he was herding the cows and taking care of the cows, there was a big rainstorm. Big rainstorm, and he became so wet. So he went back to his little room where he was staying. And he didn't have any other clothes except his devotional clothes. So he put those on. But somehow Nath Muni came in the room and he saw him, and then he realized who he was. He said, oh my God, what are you doing here, Shailapurna? You're equal to my spiritual master. And then he explained, you know, I've come to serve you because actually you're very dear to the Lord. Now, I can't get the mercy of the Lord unless I serve the great soul. And this is explained. That deity worship purifies our consciousness, but if we remain on the platform of simply worshiping the deity and don't see the deity within the heart of the devotee, then our worship of the deity is material. And I'll read. Krishna says, this is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is Lord Kapila Dev. He says, I'm present in every living entity as the super soul. If someone neglects or disregards that super soul everywhere and engages himself in the worship of the deity in the temple, that is simply imitation. So the worship of the deity is meant to purify our consciousness where we can start to understand that Krishna resides in the heart of every living entity. Everyone's heart is a temple for Krishna. Krishna has resided there. So unless we respect that Lord within the heart of each living entity accordingly, we can't actually worship the deity properly. And Lord Kapila Dev goes on. One who worships the deity of God in the temple, but does not know that the Supreme Lord and Super Soul is situated in every living entity's heart must be in ignorance and is compared to one who offers oblations unto ashes. It's like they do the puja.
Kao kad radimo puđu.
Agnihotra, they offer the ghee onto the fire. So if you offer ghee onto ashes,
ali ako nudite ghee na pepeo, ništa se neće dogoditi.
So one who worships the deity but does not respect the Lord in the heart of other living entities is similar compared to worshiping ashes. One who offers me respect but is envious of the bodies of others is therefore a separatist
and
never attains peace of mind because of inimical behavior towards other living beings. So Krishna is explaining that our deity worship must reveal gradually himself within the heart of others. My dear mother, he's speaking to his mother, Mother Devahuti. Even if one worships me with proper rituals and paraphernalia, a person who is ignorant of my presence in all living entities never pleases me by worship of my deities in the temple. So this is called neophyte devotee. One who worships the Lord also has respect for the spiritual master but is envious or doesn't or disregards other devotees or even people in general. This is the third class. And Krishna says that this is a materialistic devotee. So sometimes when we first come to Krishna consciousness, we see we're like that. But we're meant to go to the higher platform. And that is to develop relationships with other devotees based on loving service. Performing his prescribed duty, one should worship the deity of the Supreme Personality of God until one realizes my presence in the heart and the hearts of others, living entities as well.
Također.
After cleansing oneself, purifying the body through pranayama, bhuti siddhi, and other processes, and marking the body with tilak for protection, one should sit in front of the deity and worship the Supreme Lord. So these verses the Lord established. What is the goal of deity worship?
što je cilj obožavanja božanstva. Cilj obožavanja božanstva.
It's meant to purify ourselves.
Da nas pročisti.
So we can chant a holy name
da možemo mantrati
sveto ime. Actually develop real loving relationships.
Ljubavne odnose sa drugim živim bićima. I vidjeti Krišnu u svim živim bićima. To je proces obožavanja božanstva.
Therefore, the deity worship is recommended for those who are in the neophyte condition,
who are just beginning in Krishna consciousness,
so they can gradually purify themselves and worship the Lord in these particular forms. Okay. There's so much we can speak about in deity
možemo
worship.
Jako puno govoriti o obožavanju božanstva.
Hopefully we can bring out some other points during questions and answers.
Druge pointe moći,
but the Lord appears in every age in his particular forms.
Znači, gospodin se u ovom dobu pojavlja tim određenim oblicima.
Attract our minds and hearts.
Da bi privukao naše umove i srca.
To him. The deity allows us to see the Lord personally.
Omogućuje da osobno vidimo gospodina. Omogućuje nam da
humility.
Poniznost.
One must worship the deity
mora obožavati božanstvo
in a mood of humility
i u stanju poštovanja.
There are many rules and regulations in deity worship.
Pri obožavanju božanstva.
Now many of you, of course, worship the deities at home.
Puno vas obožava božanstvo
kod kuće. And so there's a lot less, what we say, restrictions.
I tu ima dosta ograničenja. Mislim, tu ima manje ograničenja.
It's not like the deity in the house is less than the deity in the temple.
Da,
Krishna is Krishna.
Whether he appears in your home deity or in the temple deity. Krishna je Krishna. Bez obzira da se pojavlja u kućnom ili u hranskom božanstvu.
Sometimes we say, well, my deity in the house is not installed.
Mi ponekad kažemo, moje božanstvo kod kuće nije instalirano.
Because installation.
There's
two types of installation of deities. One is by the spiritual master.
There's
a great ceremony called Prana Pratishtha, where there's rules, regulations, mantras, chanted, and the spiritual master calls the Lord into the deity, and then that deity becomes, you know, worshipful as a supreme personality of Godhead. But there's another form of installation, it's called time. Time. If one worships their deity for an extended period of time with devotion,
Krishna
will manifest himself as non-different from that form. Through your devotion, Krishna becomes present in that deity. And that deity in your house and the deity in the temple, there's no difference.
Krishna is Krishna in the same way.
And he accepts your loving devotion, although maybe the standards are different.
Because in the temples,
a certain standard is required. Because we are preaching and we are inviting others to take up the process. One should not think that my home deity is not as important as the deity in the temple.
Nije tako bitno kao hramsko
božanstvo. Because the home also becomes a temple when we establish the Lord there and worship
kada
him accordingly.
Tamo ustoličimo standards may be different, but ultimately Krishna is Krishna. Različiti, ali u krajnjem smislu Krishna je Krishna.
It's not that Krishna becomes less.
Krishna postaje manje Krishna.
Krishna is also in the picture.
Krishna je također prisutan u slici.
Even when we have a picture of the Lord,
čak imamo sliku,
of course the offenses that are
uvrede
can be committed in deity
worship
are not the same
when
in the front of a picture.
Kad smo ispred slike,
the picture doesn't accept offenses like the deity.
Slike nema,
but the picture is also
Krishna. Ali slika je također Krishna.
The picture is also Krishna.
Krishna isto Krishna. Oh, ne,
like sometimes we have our t-shirts,
ponekad
right?
Imamo majicu,
picture of Krishna on there.
Krishnom,
and we pay our obeisances.
Dodajemo poštovanje.
Krishna pays his obeisances underneath us. Are in a beautiful Jagannath. He's laying down on the ground.
Recimo, i on leži.
Be careful if you have these t-shirts
budete
with all
pažljivi,
these, you know,
kada
nice
majice
things on, and you pay your obeisances
sa tim lijepim stvarima, i kada
and you're laying
poštovanje.
On Krishna.
Onda ležite na Krishna.
Picture is non-different.
Slika,
if you have that vision,
su istovjetne,
then you can understand
taku viziju,
that wherever that picture or the deity is, Krishna is there.
Sliku božanstva,
it's a matter of consciousness.
To je stvar
Krishna reveals himself in
kako
the same
Krishna
way.
Razotkriva.
So,
čudo.
What is idol worship?
A što je
we can speak a little bit about that.
Idola.
Idol worship is
obožavanje idola, znači
someone who creates something out of something
material,
nešto
od nečeg materijalnog,
or for some materialistic process.
Ili zbog nekog
some materialistic purpose.
Ili zbog nekog materialističkog
and it has no
cilja.
Basis.
I in nema reference. Temelja u šastričkim navodima. Nešto što dolazi iz nečijeg uma. Obožavanje idola se može proširiti ne samo na oblike,
već
i na određene načine života. Ljudi koji obožavaju političare, ljudi koji obožavaju filmske zvijezde ili sportaše. Velike. To se zove
sometimes you see in a statue in the park.
U parku statue.
There's some politician there.
Neki političar neki.
Established this murti.
Naprave njegov murti.
Politician. That's not deity worship.
To nije obožavanje božanstva. To je obožavanje idola.
Prabhupada said we don't do that to Krishna.
To
kaže,
mi to ne radimo
nice
Krishni. Mi mu damo lijepo mjesto.
The statue in the park and the pigeons
parku,
they come and they pass
onda dođu.
And the deity of their politician.
And then the,
what is it? The municipal man with his brush, he comes and washes the statue once a year. And that's called puja.
A ljudi koji se brinu o parku dođu jednom godišnji operu statue, to se zove
puđom. Puja, right? And then they give it a flower garland and they have some ceremony and then for the rest of the year the pigeons do their puja.
A tijekom godine, tokom ostatka godine, golubovi rade svoju puđu. I to se zove obožavanje idola.
Deity worship is a lot different.
Obožavanje božanstva je puno različno, puno
drugačije. Deity is a manifestation of the Lord coming in a particular
form to accept. Jedno očitovanje gospodina.
Unfortunately, those who teach philosophical principles based on voidism and impersonalism have destroyed the understanding of deity worship. They also worship the deities also. The impersonalists, they also have deity worship. But they see the deity not as the Lord, but as a representative of the Lord to be worshipped so you can go beyond the deity and come into the unmanifested aspect of the deity, which is considered to be
što se smatra
without form, niraka.
Nirakara,
so bez oblika. They chant the holy names, the impersonalists, they worship the deity, but their goal is to go beyond the deity, but go beyond the name. So this is all Mayavadi, this is all impersonal. Be careful. A lot of times devotees, they see many spiritualists, they're worshiping their deities, but you never know what their consciousness is. Just like there was one story in Srimad, I'm sorry, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He was traveling. He wanted to come to see Lord Chaitanya. Jagannath Puri. So he left Varanasi.
Napustio Varanasi.
He was staying in Varanasi and he traveled from Varanasi. And on his way he met one really great devotee of Lord
Ramachandra.
He was always chanting the Lord's name.
Mantra, ime, Rame.
And when he met Raghunath Bhatta, he could understand that this is a great saint. Let me serve this person. So he asked Raghunath Bhatta if he could carry his bags and serve him on his trip. At first Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was not all inclined, but the man was so persistent and so devotional, so he accepted. So they were traveling together, having a nice association, and this man was always chanting the names of Lord Ramachandra. When they both arrived in Puri, Lord Chaitanya was there to greet them. When Lord Chaitanya saw Raghunath Bhatta, he became so happy. He offered him a flower garden. He welcomed him with nice words. He asked about his family. So many things. But to this
Rambhakti,
the Lord didn't even look at him. He didn't even notice him. He was standing right next to Raghunath
Bhatta.
The Lord wouldn't even look at him. And the man was shocked. And then at one point, the Lord turned to him and said, you know, you're worshipping Lord
Ram,
but you should give it up because you're trying to become
odbaciti.
Ram. Worship Ram to serve Ram, not to become
Ram.
So he was chanting all these names of Ram because he wanted to become the Supreme. He was worshipping the Lord to become the Lord. So this is the impersonalist. This is the Mayavada. Lord Chaitanya was able to see that.
Čitanje Mahaprabhu moglo to vidjeti. Raghunath Bhatta nije.
Although he was a great devotee. So many times, many spiritualists will worship
ljudi,
the deity in so many ways.
Spiritualista obožava božanstvo.
What is their goal?
A što je njihov cilj?
Establish the deity to make some money.
Da instaliraju božanstvo,
so people come, they give their money, they use the deity simply to, as
Bhakti
Siddhanta Saraswati, they take the shalagram shila and they use it for cracking nuts.
I koriste je za krckanje oraha.
Because it's a rock, and therefore you can smash your nuts with it.
Right?
So what that means is that when they use the deity simply for materialistic purposes, it's useless. Not only is it useless, it's offensive. And rather than going up, they go down. But the devotees know that the deity is Krishna.
Božanstvo je Krishna.
One of the most wonderful parts of this festival is our altar. So beautiful.
Festival je altar,
so many forms of the Lord
there.
It's just like a festival for the eyes.
Every day when we're chanting
in Mangal Arati,
it's like
you don't know where to look.
Ne znate gdje pogledati.
Have you had that problem since you've been here? You just take darshan, but where do you look?
Finally
you find something that attracts you. Of course, maybe it's your own.
Dobro, možda je to
but
vaše
for me,
ali za mene,
you know, it's like they're all like so wonderful to see how the devotees have worshipped their deity so nice. You can see in the deity the love of the devotee. This is the amazing thing. When you see the deity and you see how wonderful the deity is dressed and how attractive the deity is, that is the love of the devotee. You can see that. Krishna reflects the love of his devotees. So it's so wonderful to see this altar. It's like a festival for the eyes. I just hope it gets bigger.
Nadam se da će postati
još veći. Expands and comes more and more. So Krishna is very merciful. He's come in this particular form. The Prabhupada says, be very careful. Be very careful. Because deity, the deity is Krishna. We should understand that. He allows you to pick him up. He allows you to bathe him, to feed him, to dress him, to put him to rest. But always remember that this is Krishna.
Ovo je Krishna.
It's not simply a deity.
To nije samo božanstvo neko.
It's Krishna himself.
To je osobno Krishna.
If we lose that consciousness, then we're no longer worshiping the Lord.
Onda više ne obožavamo
Gospoda. We're more like it becomes simply a ritual.
To postane samo ritual.
After a while, becomes just a routine.
Postane rutina.
But we always see Krishna in the
uvijek
form of the deity.
Uvijek vidimo Krishnu u obliku božanstva.
Then it becomes wonderful.
Onda postane to
prekrasno. And how do you do that? Prabhupada said you must
morate
chant
mantrati.
Good japa.
Dobro japa.
So your japa is either not consistent or if it's full of offenses.
Ako japa nije
it's very hard
postojana ili ako je uvredljiva,
appreciate deity
onda je
worship.
Teško
we can appreciate it theoretically, but to really enter into that really sweet mood of worshiping the Lord, we must chant nicely every day the Hare Krishna. Chanting the holy name increases our understanding of deity worship, and deity worship allows us to purify our consciousness so we can chant the holy name, so it's reciprocal.
Mantramo.
The reason Prabhupada said that because when
dobro.
He established deity worship in some of our temples, a lot of times the pujaris were neglecting their sadhana. And after a while, the sadhana became more like a burden. Prabhupada said there is Sri Vigraha and there is Galagraha. Galagraha means a weight upon the neck. If somebody puts
teret,
a big weight on your neck,
teret
it's
na
very disturbing, it's a burden.
Veliki teret na vrat,
so when deity worship becomes a burden,
kada
then you should
teret,
understand that you're not properly
da niste,
hearing and chanting enough.
Da ne pravilno, da ne mantrate,
and
ne slušate dovoljno.
So we always have to go back
zato
to the essence,
moramo se
keep good hearing and chanting
suštinskim
of the
principima, to su pjevanje i mantranje.
Okay. I have a bunch of stories I could tell you.
Imam sad ovdje cijelu zbirku priča koju vam mogu ispričati.
There's one really beautiful story.
Ima jedna
I
jako dobra priča. Sad ću vam ispričati.
And then we'll end. We have to end by 2 o'clock.
Do 2 sata.
I want to tell this one particular story. This is a wonderful story. This is a story in the Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Iz Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Lord Chaitanya was traveling.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je putovao.
This is a wonderful story for householders.
Oh, jako dobra priča za kuće domaćine, za sve druge. Ali posebno za kuće domaćine.
Lord Chaitanya was traveling. And Lord Chaitanya, when he would travel,
I kad bi on putovao,
he wouldn't carry anything with
on
him.
Ništa sa sobom nije nosio.
Because when he was in the sannyas ashram, he would live simply by begging.
Živio je jednostavno od prošnje.
He was living simply by begging.
Jednostavno od prošnje.
So he had one servant whose name was Govinda Ghosh. There were three brothers, Madhava Ghosh, Vasudeva Ghosh, and Govinda Ghosh. They were all excellent kirtan singers. So Govinda Ghosh was traveling with Lord Chaitanya. And
Govinda
he would prepare Lord Chaitanya's food every day for him, his meals. But he would have to do that by begging.
Ali to je morao,
so he would go out and he would beg
prošnjim.
Whatever was necessary for the Lord's lunch.
Bi što je potrebno,
he would come back,
ručak,
he would
se,
cook it,
skuhao
and
bi
then
to.
He would serve it to the
I
Lord.
Bi
so he was doing this every day.
I to je radio svaki dan.
So one day,
jednog dana,
Lord Chaitanya said,
Gospod Chaitanya rekao,
I want some haritaki.
Želim haritaki.
So what's haritaki?
Što je haritaki?
It's a powerful digestive.
Vrlo dobro sredstvo
so,
za probavu.
He went out to beg haritaki, but it took him a long time. It took him a couple hours.
Ali potrebno bilo nekoliko
but
sati.
He managed to get a
ali
good quantity.
Nabaviti.
So he brought it back, and he was thinking, I'm not going to give it all to Lord Chaitanya, because I know
dati.
Tomorrow
jer
he's going to ask for it again, so therefore I'm going to keep some
I
back.
Nešto sačuvati.
So he gave him a part of the haritaki.
I dao mu je dio haritaki.
So Lord Chaitanya accepted it.
Gospodin Chaitanya prihvatio.
And then the next day he went out again. He begged
I ponovo
je išao food,
tražiti hranu.
Prepared it and offered the prasad
primeti,
to the Lord.
Pripremio,
the Lord,
ponudio,
the Lord again
gospodin.
Asked him,
I onda
gospodin ponovo
zatražio, želim haritaki.
So immediately,
I odmah,
after keeping back some from the previous day,
od prethodnog dana sačuvalo nešto. Onda evo ga.
Lord said, oh.
Gospodin rekao,
yesterday,
jučer,
it took so long.
Ti je tako puno
today you're
trebalo,
bringing it
immediately.
How is that?
Kako je to moguće?
He said, my dear
pa,
Lord,
dragi gospodine,
I didn't want you to wait. So yes, I kept
čekaš,
some back
tako
from
da
yesterday.
Sam sačuvao od jučer. Jučerašnjeg.
Lord Chaitanya said, this is not
Chaitanya
good.
Rebo, to nije dobro.
You're collecting.
Ti skupljaš.
You're stocking.
Prikupljaš.
Therefore
zalihe
you
stvaraš.
Should get married.
Zato se trebaš oženiti.
Yeah, he told him that.
To mu je rekao.
And Govinda Ghosh didn't want to get married.
A Govinda Ghosh
he said, my
ti...
dear Lord,
rekao,
you, know,
gospodine,
it's not my golden life.
To nije moja,
the Lord said,
moj cilj u
don't
životu.
Worry.
Gospodine rekao, nemoj se brinut.
I'll always be with you.
Ja ću uvijek biti
s tobom. He was thinking, if I get married,
mislim,
then I'm
oženim,
going to lose the association
of gospodine.
That was his real reason.
To je Govinda Ghosh.
So,
toga se bojao.
With great reluctance,
sa velikom,
but the order of the Lord was there. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. So, being an obedient servant, he went out and left the Lord and got married and found a very nice wife. And then, of course, it was some occupation was required. And he was living every day. And he would go to work every day. And then, before he would go to work, he would go down to the banks of the Ganges and he would bathe. He'd take his morning bath in the Ganga.
Jutarnje kupanje bi obavio Gangi.
And do his work.
I onda bi otišao obaviti
so
svoj posao.
So one day he came early.
Jednog dana je rano došao.
To take his Ganga bath.
Okupao u Gangi.
And it was still dark yet.
Još je bilo tamno.
So while he was bathing,
dok se kupao,
he felt something hit him.
Osjetio
he felt like a log was hitting him in the river.
Komad drveta.
So he took it.
Uzeo je to.
And he threw it onto the bank.
Izbacio je na obalu.
And he continued his bath.
I nastavio je sa kupanjem.
And then he finished, and then he went to work. And then at night he came home, went to sleep. And in his sleep, he had a dream. And in his dream, Lord Chaitanya appeared to him. He said, my dear
Govinda
Ghosh, I told you I would come to you. I'm not leaving you alone, but you threw me away. I came to you this morning while you were bathing, and you threw me away. But I'm still here.
Međutim, još uvijek sam tu, ide me nađi.
So he went back to the banks of the Ganges where he took his bath.
Do Gange, gde se
and there was a deity.
I tamo je našo božanstvo.
A beautiful deity.
Prekrasno božanstvo.
Of Krishna.
Krishne.
So he took the deity, brought it home, and
kući,
started to worship it. He gave it the name Gopinath.
Nazvao ga Gopinath.
So he's worshiping his deity of Gopinath
svoje božanstvo
every day.
Gopinata svaki dan.
Finally, after some time,
konačno,
he had a son.
Vremena, rodio mu se
and then
sin.
His son started to grow
I
up.
Onda je sin počeo rasti.
When his son became 4 years old, he said to his wife, you know,
godina,
I think our son is about old enough to start worshiping the deity
now. Star sad da počne obožavati božanstvo.
It sounds a little young.
Ali,
but actually, explain that in raising our children,
međutim,
this is very important.
To je jako bitna stvar,
we should plant the seed of bhakti as early as possible,
što je rano,
giving our
moguće.
Children the opportunity to engage in devotional activities. Because when you plant that seed at a very early
sjeme,
age, that seed
dobi,
will grow strong.
Onda će to sjeme porasti u snažno
drvo. There's a saying in Bengal,
drvo. U Bengalu
bamboo,
se kaže,
you know the bamboo?
Imate bambus, znate?
Bamboo trees. Yeah. If you take bamboo,
bambus,
when it's
so
new,
štab,
when it's young,
je mlad,
you can bend it.
Možete ga savijati.
Becomes like it's very flexible. But as it,
ali kako
time goes on, the bamboo
prolazi,
gets stiff, and then it becomes really brittle,
krut,
really. And then you try to bend it, it doesn't bend, and then it breaks.
I nije moguće, slomit
će se. So that analogy applies
ta analogija je
establishing
ovdje.
Early
vrlo
in
rano,
the life of our children,
naše djece trebamo,
Krishna consciousness, it's very important.
Im dati svjesnost Krishna.
Then they will grow up and
znači,
become wonderful
odrastu,
devotees. And even if somehow they go away,
čekaj, ako neki od njih otiđu,
after some time, because those seeds were there in the early age,
zato što
they will come
je
back.
To sjeme dato u ranoj dobi, vratit će
they will come back again.
Vratit će se.
So it's very important. So at 4 years old,
znači, Govinda
Ghosh said to his
sin.
Wife, our son should now learn
how
to worship
the deity.
Similar story
to
Raghunandana.
Slična stvar kao sa Raghunandanom. Pozvao je sina.
My dear son,
sina dragi,
now I want we'll teach you to worship the deity.
Podučiti da obožavaš božanstvo.
So your mother will give you the food.
Majka će ti dati hranu.
Go into the deity room.
Ti ćeš otići u deity room.
Sit down.
Sjeć ćeš.
Chant the mantras.
Mantru ćeš izgovoriti.
Ring the bell.
Zvoniti zvonce.
And you say, my dear Gopinath,
kaže, dragi Gopinath,
come take your food.
Dođi ovdje da
so
prihvatiš
the boy was very obedient.
Ovu hranu. I sin je bio jako
listened.
Poslušan.
His father went to work. His mother gave him the food.
Tata je otišao na posao.
Went into the deity room. Sat down before
Gopinath.
Rang the bell.
Chanted
the mantras
and
said, Gopinath, please come take your food.
On te dođi, uzmi si hranu.
Again,
I ponovo,
the deity
božanstvo,
it's a deity.
Je božanstvo.
But the boy was thinking the deity should eat.
Dečko je mislio, pa božanstvo treba
so,
jesti. I zato,
the deity was there.
Božanstvo
finally,
je bilo tu.
He started to cry.
I počeo je plakati.
He was crying and crying
plako,
and crying
plako,
and crying.
Plako.
Please come
plako,
and take your food,
dođi.
Gopinath.
Prihvati ovu hranu.
Finally, deity spoke to him again.
Konačno božanstvo mu je
progovorilo.
Iz priče kao s Raghunandanom.
And the deity said, I'm a deity.
Božanstvo je rekao, ja sam božanstvo.
I eat in a different way.
Jedem drugačije.
No, like he said, no, no, you
ne,
must
ne, ne,
eat the food.
Moraš pojesti hranu.
So the Lord said, all right.
Gospodin je rekao, u redu.
I will eat everything.
Pojest ću sve.
But you should not tell what you see.
Ali ne smaš reći šta si vidio.
If you tell what you see,
ako kažeš šta si vidio,
something bad will happen.
Nešto loše će se dogoditi.
Mm. As the Lord said this. So,
gospodin je
to
rekao.
Lord ate everything.
I onda je on sve
and
pojio.
He came out
i
again,
vratio se.
And it was nothing on the plate.
Kod majke, na plate
so
nije ničega
said,
bilo.
Where's the prasadam?
I majka je pitala, gdje je prasadam?
What could he say? He promised.
Šta je mogao reći sad? Obećao je.
He didn't say anything.
Ništa nije rekao.
His mother said, what did you do with the prasadam?
Šta si učinio s prasadom? Da li si ga pojio?
No.
Ne.
Did you hide it?
Da li si ga skrio?
No.
Ne.
Where is it?
Pa gdje je?
I don't know.
Ne znam.
He wouldn't tell.
Nije htio reći.
The Lord told him, don't say anything.
Jer gospodin mu je rekao, nemoj ništa
reći. So this went on for some time.
I to se tako neko vrijeme
odvijalo. Finally, the mother was getting upset and the boy was getting nervous.
A i dečko je postao nervozan.
She decided, let me just wait till his father comes home.
Sačekat ću dok ne dođe otac.
So finally, Govinda Ghosh came home.
I Govinda Ghosh se vratio.
And Govinda Ghosh, she told him everything. She said, our son's not good.
Naš sin nije dobar.
He's doing this worship of Gopinath.
Obožava Gopinata.
But he's eating the food or hiding
ali,
the food or
ili,
I don't know what he's doing with the
hranu.
Food. It didn't come out. Nema, you talk to him. I can't. He won't listen to me.
Mene neće ga slušati.
So he tried. He's tried it. My dear son,
I
pitao what have sina, you done?
Moj dragi, šta si učinio?
Did you worship the deity? Yes,
si
obožao, I did everything
da,
you
da,
said.
Sve sam uradio što
Where's
sam
the prasadam?
Gdje je prasadam?
I don't know.
Ne znam.
What do you mean you don't know?
Kako
did you hide it?
Znaš,
no. Did you skrije, eat it? No.
Pojel, ne.
What did you do with it?
Šta si radio s njim?
You couldn't, because Gopinath told him
nije
not to
ništa,
say anything.
Gopinath mu je rekao ništa, nemoj reći.
His father was becoming upset.
Otac je
postao uznemiren. Finally, he was becoming really strong.
Stvarno
said,
je postao ljutit.
If you don't tell me,
ako mi ne kažeš,
I'm going to punish you.
Kazneću te.
He became really angry with his son. Finally, the boy was
konačno,
only 4 years old.
Pa dečko imao samo 4 godine.
He just said, Gopinath ate it.
Gopinath ga je pojao.
Just all of a sudden, Gopinath ate it. As soon as he said that,
kad je to rekao,
the boy died.
Dečko je umro.
Right on the spot. Right
na,
in front
na,
of his
na
father.
Na licu mjesta, ispred oca.
The Lord told him not to say
Gospodin mu je rekao da to ne kaže.
And Govinda Ghosh saw this.
Govinda, kad je to
he
vidio,
was shocked.
Bio šokiran.
His heart was broken.
Srce mu je bilo
slomljeno. His mind was crushed. His son, his
njegov
four-year-old son,
četvorogodišnji
right
sin,
of his eyes,
je umro ispred njegovih očiju.
Died. He didn't know what to do.
Nije znao što da učini.
Finally, he went into the deity room
konačno,
and offered
je
his
do božanstva.
Obeisances to the Lord. And he was crying.
Crying.
He
said,
my dear Lord,
rekao,
he was my only son.
Bio
he was only a four-year-old innocent boy.
Imao,
why have
dečko?
You taken him?
Zašto
what has he done?
Šta je uradio?
And he was praying from the core of his heart. Finally,
Gopinath
spoke to him.
And
Gopinath, you know what he said?
Rekao, znate
he
rekao?
Said, Govinda Ghosh,
Govinda Ghosh,
my dear servant,
dragi sluga moj,
I am your son.
Ja sam tvoj sin.
I've always been your son.
Uvijek sam bio tvoj sin.
Every day you wake me.
Svaki dan me budiš.
You bathe me.
Kupaš.
You dress me.
Oblačiš.
You give me nice food.
Dajes mi
you put me to rest.
Stavljaš
you sing
me
so many nice
spavanje,
songs for my pleasure.
Za moj zadovoljstvo.
I'm your son.
Ja sam tvoj sin.
Always been your son.
Uvijek sam bio tvoj sin.
So please continue to worship me in that way. And you will realize that I'm your son.
Da sam ja tvoj sin.
So somehow his mind was pacified.
I na neki način
spoke such sweet words to his devotee.
Um.
And this went on. And he worshipped Gopinath to his whole life.
Cijeli život je obožavao.
And finally,
Gopinath, konačno,
death came.
Došla je smrt
to Govinda Ghosh.
Govinda Ghosh je došla
so his body was being taken
i njegovo tijelo je bilo iznijelo sa njegovo tijelo da bi
ancestors.
Izvršili ceremoniju.
So in the ceremony, this is in Bengal, preminula. This is a place called Agra. You can go
I
there.
I postoji jedno mjesto
it's
u Bengalu, Agra.
It's about 1 hour drive from Sridham Mayapur.
Sad vremena
it's a small place.
Razdaljine od Mayapura. Malo mjesto.
And the ceremony is that
I ceremonija
the oldest son performs
sin.
The departed rites
izvodi
for the father
rituale za preminulog oca ili pretka.
But there was no older son because that was his only child.
Jer jedini sin mu je bio.
So the family members thought, well,
i članovi porodice
Gopinath,
su mislili, Gopinath,
let's bring the deity out
da donesemo
because the deity has been, he's been worshiping the deity. So let the deity preside
pa
over the ceremony for Govinda Ghosh.
Neka izvrši ceremoniju
and
za Govinda
Ghosha. And the most amazing thing happened because that morning when they dressed the deity, they dressed the deity in his colorful clothes.
Odvukli su božanstvo u njegovu
šarenu
odjeću.
All the nice with flower garlands and
ukrasima,
decorations. When the relatives went into the deity room
su
to bring Gopinath out to come for the ceremony,
room, da bi iznijeli Gopinatha na
the deity was dressed completely different.
Božanstvo je bilo potpuno
drugačije
obučeno. Bilo je obučeno u bijelo.
And the culture, the tradition is that when the ceremony is performed by the son,
sin
the son dresses in white.
Onda se ono
so Gopinath wanted to show the world that yes, I am actually the
svijetu,
son
da, ja
of Govinda,
sin,
Ghosh.
Govinda Ghosha.
Actually the son. And every year,
godine,
on the disappearance day
na dan odlaska,
of Govinda Ghosh,
Govinda
they Ghosha, perform this ceremony, they bring the deity
tu ceremoniju
out. Deity is still there.
Također.
And between 200 and 300,000 people come to this festival.
Ljudi
it's in March
na ovaj
every year
festival.
In a place called Agra. Agra Dweep.
U Agri. Svaki godine.
And so, this is important to understand that those of you we have deities in our
oni,
home,
vi koji imate božanstvo
Krishna
kući,
has come
Krishna je došao,
and he's our son
i on je naš sin,
and he's come in that particular way.
I došao na taj određeni
so we can offer
način,
our love to,
our,
to the forms
ponuditi,
of the Lord. Because worshipping of the deity is really in the mood of parental affection. Because Krishna becomes subordinate.
We worship him. Ljubavi.
He's dependent on us. We feed him, we dress him. It's like a mother, a father taking care of a child. So Krishna has come in that form. And he agrees to come to our home. Our home becomes a temple. The Lord becomes our family member. Not only becomes a family member, he becomes the most important family member. The most important family member.
It's like
in some places, in the Vedic culture, whenever there's a decision in the family to be made, they go before the deity and ask the deity for his opinion.
Meditating on the Lord,
they come up with some kind of opinion or solution to some concern or some problem like that. So the Lord has come in a beautiful form just to accept our loving service. So that's one beautiful story. Okay,
dobro.
I mean, there's so much more, but I want to leave a little time for
međutim,
questions
today. Vremena za pitanja.
Is there anyone who would like to?
Da
yes, way in the back.
Htio?
Yeah.
How could we understand who is our worshipable deity?
Well, Srila Prabhupada has recommended that we worship
Shishigornite
because they don't accept any offenses. And it's easy to worship Lord Chaitanya and
Nityananda
because all we have to do is do
kirtan.
That's all. If you offer a little flower and some water, that's nice too.
Malo cvijeća i vode, to je u redu.
But Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda don't require much.
Oni ne traže
puno.
Kirtan. Žele samo kirtan.
So if you perform kirtan every day,
ako izvodite kirtan svaki
that
dan,
is the best form of worship.
To je najbolji oblik obožavanja.
If you worship Jagannath,
ako
it's a little bit
Jagannata, to je
more
već malo,
required to perform
malo više
a little
stvari
bit
je potrebno.
Worship puja.
Malo
and if you have Radha Krishna, the standard should be a little higher.
To onda standard treba
Lord
biti
Chaitanya
viši.
Is very
gospodin
merciful.
Je jako milostiv.
No requirements,
nema nikakvih
just your devotion.
Samo
and some regularity in our worship.
I neku postojanost, reguliranost
like I'm a sannyasi.
Ja sam, na primjer, sannyasi. Yeah.
Trying to become one anyway.
Pokušavam barem postati.
And I have some deities.
I imam božanstvo.
But you know, when I worship my deities,
ali kada
obožavam
svoje
božanstvo,
ja ne radim
I have
Jagannath,
složeni
and I have Gornitai, oblik obožavanja.
I also have Lord Nrisimhadeva.
Imam Jagannath,
I just offer some
Gornitai.
Incense, some water,
nudim incense, vodu,
and that's it.
I to je to.
That's all I do.
To je sve što
because generally, sannyasis
jer uglavnom
are not supposed to worship deities, they're supposed to preach.
Već da propovjedaju.
But sometimes we have deities in order
ali
to enhance our
da bi
preaching like that.
Osnažili naš
so I keep it very simple.
Zato jako jednostavno sve to
and
ja radim.
I've been doing this for years.
A to već
very
godinama
simple.
Radim.
So if you, in your worship, just keep it
dok, ako
regular,
samo
simple,
budite,
clean,
na vrijeme
devotional.
Jednostavno, čisto
and
i s ljubavljom.
If you want to, if you're not sure
ako niste sigurni,
which deities,
koje božanstvo
you can always get Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They're very merciful.
Oni su vrlo milostivi.
And for, but get permission from a senior devotee,
da
and then by their permission
dozvolu,
the Lord will agree
bakte,
to accept your worship.
Zbog njihove dozvole,
that makes it
prihvatili
official
da,
like that.
Because
you can't just go into a store and buy
ne
Lord Chaitanya and Lord
Nityananda. U trgovinu i kupiti Chaitanya i Nityananda.
You may get something different.
Možda dobijemo nešto drugačije.
And when you get the permission of the senior devotees, the spiritual master, then the Lord agrees to
onda
come
gospodin
like that.
Pristane da dođe.
Okay. Thank you. Any ladies, questions? No? We'll go, yes. Yeah.
Da li kad ništa se može uzdići do madhyama nivoa samo obožavanjem božanstva?
Well, our deity worship must accompany
mora biti praćeno
the process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord.
Pijanjem i slušanjem ili obrnuto, pijanjem i slušanjem mora biti praćeno obožavanjem.
Recommends.
Prabhupada preporučuje.
There's one verse in the
ima taj stih
Srimad Bhagavatam,
u Bhagavatam,
7th canto, 5th chapter,
u sedmom pjevanju, petom
poglavlju. Two verses,
23
and 24. 23 and 24. And Prabhupada mentions the nine processes of devotional service.
Devet procesa prednog služenja.
And he says that in these nine processes, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra must be there.
Kad govorimo
if
da je
we don't chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
pjevanje Maha Mantra
then
mora
we can't
biti
actually perform the, any one of these eight processes.
Ne možemo izvoditi jedan od tih devet procesa.
Now I had a personal experience. I won't mention
iskustvo.
Any names, but
imena.
I was traveling in
ali
one place in Europe,
bio sam u Evropi,
and one temple president came to me and said, Maharaj, we got a problem.
Maharaj, imamo problem.
I have a pujari.
Imam pujarija.
She's a nice pujari.
Dobra pujarija.
She
ona
worships
dobra
the deity very nicely.
Obožava božanstva lijepo.
But she doesn't want to chant
ali ne želi mantrati Hare Krishna.
And she does good puja.
Dobro
and she
puja
says
I kaže,
that there are nine processes.
Procesa,
you can choose anyone.
Ona može
and
bilo
therefore
koji,
I choose deity worship.
I zato je ona odabrala obožanje božanstva. I ne želi mantrati.
There's no need.
Nema
so I explained this
ja
verse
when
Prabhupada's purport, the Prabhupada said it must, the chanting must
Prabhupada
be there.
Kaže, mantra
said,
ne mora biti to.
She's doing nice deity
ona
worship.
Kaže, ona lijepo
she was
božanstvo.
His best pujari.
Najbolji pujari.
She was doing the nicest, but she won't last
ali
unless she's
chanting.
And after 6 months, she went away.
Ona je otišla.
He didn't force her to chant, but he was encouraging to her. But gradually through her
ali
own
postupno,
lack of chanting, she gave up her service and left. Because unless you're following the instructions of the spiritual master, you can't get the mercy of the Lord. And this is the most important instruction that we hear and chant the glories of the Lord. So if we're simply doing deity worship, we won't really make much advancement unless we very nicely and regularly hear and chant the glories of the Lord in association with devotees. That has to be there. And then our deity worship combined with the hearing and chanting will bring us to the second class platform.
I sa pjevanjem će nas dovesti do drugog nivoa.
Does that answer your question or is there more to it? I think there's more. Yeah. Well, in that purport,
Prabhupada
explains that we should come to the second class platform. He said this is our society is meant. So preaching doesn't necessarily mean that one has to somehow or other become, you know, well versed in the scriptures and go out and travel and preach. One can preach from any situation.
Može
you can preach
situaciji.
Through deity worship also.
Kroz obožanje,
if you do
također,
nice deity worship
and
people come
i ljudi dođu,
and see the quality
vide,
of that deity worship,
kako je to
that is a form of
određeno.
Preaching.
Onda je to oblik
just like Prabhupada, especially in America,
u Americi,
Prabhupada said, if you want
rekao,
to attract the Indian
želite,
community,
privući,
have nice deity
Indijice,
worship.
Onda,
because the Indian community are much, very much attracted to,
onda
to gorgeous deity worship.
Božanstvo, jer
so in America, we have a lot of emphasis on deity worship because we have large Indian congregations. So, and that attracts many of them
I
to come. And then
njih.
Therefore when they come by
I
way of deity worship, then they hear
božanstva,
the lectures
lekcije,
and they also hear the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra associated with devotees. So if you're
I
living
tako,
at home and you're doing deity worship,
božanstva,
you know, do deity worship in such
onda,
a nice way and call
način.
Others into your home to
I
take part
drugi.
In hearing and chanting. And when they see the deities, how nicely, then they can become inspired also. So deity worship can be a form of preaching if it's done in that mood. If it's simply done from just for my own family, then the mood is not complete. Invite others to come and see the deity like that. And then take time to speak about that this is Krishna.
Onda
and explain the deity to them.
Da
that's preaching.
Govoriti, ovo je Krishna. Objasnite im božanstvo.
Krishna
is
come in this particular way.
Krishna je došao na ovaj određeni način.
So you can use deity worship as a form of preaching.
Možete iskoristiti obožanje božanstva kao oblik propovjedanja.
In other words, preaching means to change one's heart towards Krishna.
Osobe da ga okrenete
preaching
ka Krishna.
Doesn't simply mean to give a lecture.
Ne znači samo
preaching means to inspire one to come closer to Krishna,
znači
to take up the process of Krishna
consciousness. Da dođe bliže Krishni, da prihvati proces Krishna. To znači
there's an example.
Ima primjeri.
Back in the old days.
Tamo u starija, u stara vremena.
When Krishna consciousness was first beginning. This was in Europe somewhere
also.
There was, our movement was quite young. And everyone who was coming to our society was very young.
Devotees
were, you know, in their teens and early 20s. So one time, one lady came to the temple. She was a little older. And she was dressed all kinds of fancy. She had this big fancy hairdo. She had all these, you know, like very provocative dresses. It's not the kind of thing you go into the temple with. She was looking all kinds of, you know, she had makeup on. And so the devotees were thinking, this is not right. You know, she's coming in to see the deity. She shouldn't be like that in front of the deity. So they would tell her, you know, you can't come in like this. But she was attached.
Ali ona je bila vezana.
She liked the way she looked.
Ona je voljela način na koji
je izgledala. She kept coming.
I onda je nastavila
dolaziti. And the boys were getting heavy with her.
I bakti su postali heavy.
Finally they got so heavy with her.
She decided,
well, I'm not coming anymore.
Da je odlučila više neću dolaziti.
And so they actually,
I oni su,
you know, they crushed her enthusiasm.
Oni su uništili njezin entuzijazam. Zato što su bili heavy prema njoj.
And so she stopped coming. But then one day, right after that, Prabhupada came to that temple.
Prabhupada je došao u taj hram.
So she heard, oh, there's spiritual masters coming, I should go.
Učitelj, ja trebam tada otići.
So she came.
I došla je.
And Prabhupada was he had just sat down to give the lecture, it was a public lecture, and she walked in, same way. Big hairdos and all kinds of makeup and short skirts and so many things. And she sat down, and Prabhupada looked right at her and said, oh, thank you for coming.
Hvala vam što
you
ste
look
došli.
Very nice today.
Danas izgledate vrlo lijepo.
You can see the difference between us and Srila Prabhupada.
Možete vidjeti razliku između nas i Srila Prabhupada.
It just melted her heart.
To je rastoplo srce.
He's so nice. She sat there and she listened to the whole lecture. That night, she went home. She took her hair down, took her makeup off, and she said, if this pleases the devotees, then I will do it. And she just came back.
And, you know,
she just changed. You know, Prabhupada entered her heart in such a way that she felt like he was treating her like a person.
Osjetila da se on prema
not like somebody
prema,
who was
kao prema
just,
osobnosti,
you know,
kao prema čovjeku,
like
prema,
an object. The devotees were, they didn't really know how to treat her properly.
Kako se
when Prabhupada spoke,
ali Prabhupada
he melted her heart by his kindness.
Srce,
that's preaching. I to je propovjedanje. That's preaching.
To je preaching.
That's powerful preaching.
To je, uspješni preaching.
You say kind, if you're kind to people,
ako ste ljubazni prema
that's
ljudima,
preaching.
To je propovjedanje.
That's a big form of preaching. Not just giving philosophical lectures. That's preaching too. So giving prasadam, that's preaching. Speaking kind words, that's preaching. Doing something for somebody, that's preaching. Preaching means to somehow inspire one in a favorable way towards
Krishna.
So with that understanding, we can all be preachers. We can all be preachers. A person who is not a preacher is one who is just interested in themselves and they see other people as a botheration,
a
nuisance.
I
have my schedule and if you somehow interfere with my schedule, then
no.
Devotee is always eager
to
speak and to help others. No matter who we are, what our situation is. Our homes are not our homes.
They're
places where we stay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We understand that whatever we have is the grace of the Lord. So if we can use whatever Krishna gives us by inspiring others to take up Krishna consciousness, that will please
Krishna.
So
Zato,
that's what it means to preach.
To znači propovijedati.
It means to somehow or other show compassion to others. And how that's done, that's according to your realization.
To je u skladu sa realizacijama vlastitim.
It's according to your own realization. And according to how best you can do that.
I u skladu sa time koliko dobro možete izvesti stvari.
Now, there's many stories I could use,
ima
but
puno priče koje bih sada ovdje mogao iskoristiti za
ilustraciju. Can use speak those some other time. Any other questions?
Neki drugi put.
Yes, Prabhu. Aribo.
Ako
yeah. Very hard.
Znači, kada me dođu gosti, često puta im ne mogu ništa reći o svetom imenu, jer možda nisu teistički yeah. nastrojeni. Možda su neki prijatelji s posla ili rođaci. A da li je dovoljno dobro ako im govorimo o božanstvima? Koliko sam mogao čuti?
Just wait till they inquire.
Sačekaj dok se oni ne počnu raspitivati.
You don't have to really say anything.
Ne moraš ništa reći.
The deity is there. If they ask some questions very carefully,
ako postoje pitanja,
according to your understanding, you can speak.
U skladu sa razumijevanjem možeš
govoriti. But then again, be very careful how you present it.
Vrlo pažljiv kao
ćeš to predstaviti. Usually, you know, you don't have to enter. When the deity preaches simply by his appearance.
Božanstvo propovijeda sa
if they see the deity,
ako oni vide božanstvo,
and somehow they're attracted, then you can say something.
Onda možeš nešto reći.
But if they don't say anything,
ali ako ništa ne kažu,
better not to
bolje
try to
ne
in any way enlighten them.
Ih prosvjetliti.
Because again, it's very difficult.
Opet,
most people see the deity as stone or wood.
Božanstva, like uglavnom, ljudi
but if they ask some questions,
drvo,
well, what is that?
Pitanje,
then you can
to?
Explain.
Onda možeš objasniti.
The best of your ability.
Najbolje što možeš.
According to who you're speaking to.
Kome govoriš.
But that is a consideration, and it's an important consideration.
To je ozbiljna stvar za razmatranje.
If you speak something
nešto,
that they won't accept,
što oni neće prihvatiti,
then they may also commit offenses.
Napraviti uvrede.
And then at the same time, that hurts their own spiritual progress.
To će povrijediti
njihov duhovni napredak. So if they inquire, then you can ask.
Zato,
then you
ako can se answer. Raspituju, možeš govoriti.
Yeah. Thank you. Good question.
To je dobro pitanje.
Yes, Mother Lilo. When I gave that story of that example of that big opulent thing.
Ja sam dao taj primjer kad Prabhupada instalirao božanstvo, da li ga on uopće nije instalirao?
No, Prabhupada actually he did install it.
Prabhupada je instalirao božanstvo.
Simply by his presence and by chanting those mantras and offering that milk.
Deity was installed. On instalirao božanstvo.
The point was that he didn't the lady wanted a big show. She wanted to use Prabhupada to make a show.
Ona je htjela iskoristiti
Prabhupada didn't want to be a part of her show.
Prabhupada nije htio biti dio te predstave.
The pure devotee,
čisti bhakta,
simply by the presence of the pure devotee,
čistog bhakta,
the Lord is inclined,
gospodin,
don't worry about it.
Je
Prabhupada simply comes into your house,
siđe.
Your whole house is installed.
Prabhupada dođe u vašu kuću i cijela vam je kuća instalirana.
Speak about your deity.
A što da govorimo o božanstvu?
She wanted a grand, you know, display so she could impress her
onda
guests.
Onda
željela
veliku predstavu da bi impresionirala
Prabhupada
svoje goste.
Prabhupada was so that. He wasn't
ali Prabhupada je to sve
he just did a simple thing and that was
predvidio. I učinio je tu jednostavnu stvar koja
she,
bila dovoljna.
She wasn't expecting that.
Ona je očekivala, ona to nije očekivala.
But he did something.
Ali on je učinio nešto.
Hmm. Any other questions?
Druga pitanja?
Yes, Prabhu. Yeah. Did you get the question?
No.
When we see the deity of Gornjetaj,
kada vidimo božanstvo Gornjetaj,
how can we be sure
kako
that
možemo
the Lord
biti sigurni
is actually there?
Da je gospodin zaista tamo?
Your question?
A isto tako možda različite voj njegovog prisustva mogu biti različite razine, kako se to kaže?
He's there 100%.
On je tu 100%.
But he reveals himself
ali se razotkriva
according to
u skladu sa
the devotion.
Devocijom.
We can't perceive the 100% because
100% percipirati
it's just like
gospodina.
In order to take
zato što
the temperature you have
pa
to have a device for
measurement. Na primjer, trebate imati napravu za mjerenje.
So the measurement
mjerenje
is your devotion.
Je mjera, da, mjera je vaša devocija.
Krishna says,
Krishna kaže,
as you surrender to me,
koliko mi se predaš,
I reward you according.
Toliko
je
te, uskalo sa tim predavanjem, te ja nagrađujem.
As you, according to your devotion, Krishna
koliko
reveals
mi se predaš,
himself.
Toliko se Krishna razotkriva.
So now some deities are amazing.
Neka božanstva,
now, like I was traveling in South India this
zadivljujuće,
year, and there have been deities that have been worshipped for centuries.
Božanstva koje su božaju stoljećima.
Like, go to South Indian deity, like in Tirupati,
Tirupatiju,
you have Balaji, Vardaraj,
and
Kanchipuram.
Kanchipuramu.
You have Sri Rangam, you have Ranganath,
Rangamu,
and some of the other Vishnu
Ranganata.
Deities. These deities, as soon as you go in front of these
deities,
you get an experience.
They are
so powerful.
They've
been worshipped by the great Acharyas. Their worship continues to this day for thousands of years. So based on that, you know you're in front of a powerful deity. I mean, you can experience that. So that's there. And sometimes also you see deities in the temple. When deities are worshipped in the temple so nicely, then when immediately when you come in front of that deity, there's an experience. And sometimes when the deity is not worshipped nicely in the temple, if there's some offenses, you don't feel the same thing when you come in front of that deity. So the Lord is always there, but he reciprocates. Not only according to your worship,
ne samo sa
but whatever worship is there.
Već sa bilo kojim oblikom obožavanja. Već s obzirom na to
it's an experience to try to explain
to
it in
dakle
words
iskustvo.
Is hard.
Ako pokušate to objasniti riječima, teško je.
Just like chanting the Hare Krishna
Mahamantra
is an experience.
To je iskustvo.
How do we explain that?
Kako da objasnimo?
We try. You can't.
Možemo pokušati, ali ne možemo.
Experience the same thing. When
iskustvo
your devotion to the Lord,
je isto.
Lord is reciprocating accordingly. You shouldn't imagine anything.
Ne trebaš pokušati ništa zamišljati.
Simply, therefore, when you
zato,
come in front of the deity, what is our mood? Our mood
kako
is
je naše raspoloženje? Naše raspoloženje
three things.
Tri stvari.
When you see the deity, you should think
vidite
of three things. This is very important.
Ovo je jako bitno. Prabhupada je to rekao.
One.
Prvo.
My dear Lord.
Dragi gospodine, gospodine.
I am your eternal servant.
Ja sam tvoj vječni sluga.
But I am so fallen.
Ali sam tako pao.
I am so full of bad qualities.
I puno imam loših tih odlika.
Two,
dva,
my dear Lord,
dragi gospodine,
you are so beautiful in your,
predivan,
in your transcendental
lijep,
form of the deity.
U ovom transcendentalnom obliku božanstva.
We appreciate the transcendental
ja
beauty of the Lord
to je
and his qualities in deity form.
I njegove odlike kao
and
božanstvo.
Three,
i treće,
you ask for service.
Zamoliš ga za službu.
These three things
te tri
are what you should be thinking about in front
o
of the deity.
Kad smo
one, how fallen I am.
Prvo, kako sam pao.
Two, how great
drugo,
you are.
Kako su ti velik.
Three, my
treće,
dear Lord, give me
gospode,
some service.
Daj mi službe.
Prabhupada says, when the curtains open,
Prabhupada kaže, kad
you
se
pay your
obeisances, otvore, odete poštovanje,
you offer these three ways of seeing the deity. And that way you don't just stand there and just think
samo da sjedite tamo
because your mind is going different ways.
Vam
you can actually focus a certain prayerful mood towards the deity.
Because
we always, when we first see the deity, we don't think, my dear Lord, here I am, aren't you so happy to see me?
Zar nisi sretan što me vidiš? Evo mene, zar nisi sretan što me vidiš?
I know you've been eager to see me.
Znam da
si
bio jako željan da me vidiš.
Finally,
i evo mene,
so you don't have
došao
to wait
sam.
Anymore.
Sad ne moraš više čekati.
It's not like that.
Va, nije baš
my
tako.
Dear Lord, I'm so
dragi gospodine, ja sam jako
fallen, I have no good qualities.
Nemam dobrih
odlika. Somehow or other by your mercy,
na ovaj ili onaj način,
I'm standing in front of you and getting the opportunity
došao sam ispred
of your wonderful
tebe, stojim
darshan.
Ovdje da imam This is Krishna darshan. Consciousness.
And then we can appreciate the transcendental form of the Lord, how nicely he's decorated,
how
beautiful his various features are. And then the last thing is that, my dear Lord, give me some service. Please engage me in your devotion. When the curtains open, the first thing you do, you put your eyes on the lotus feet of the Lord,
you raise them up to his
transcendental face, bring them down to the feet, pay your obeisances, stand up, take darshan with these three things in mind. That is proper mood of accepting the form of the Lord in our darshan like that. Okay. Does that help?
Da li je to od neke pomoći?
It's really nice.
Zaista je to lijepo.
And then we're in the right mood.
I onda imamo pravilno dobro raspoloženje.
And even if we take pictures, we can be in the right mood too. Even if we take, if we have our camera, we can say, my dear Lord, your transcendental form is so nice.
Oh, dragi gospodine, tvoj transcendentalni oblik je tako lijep.
Like that. So we take some pictures like that.
Onda ga možemo uslikati.
But always in the mood of servant.
Ali uvijek
the deity is not our servant, služenje. We are servant of the deity.
Božanstvo nije naš sluga, već je obrnuto činjenica.
We shouldn't demand anything from the deity.
Ne trebamo tražiti ništa
od Božanstva. The deity for service,
samo trebamo ga moliti za službu.
Any other questions?
Drugi pitanje? Yes.
Haribo.
Bhakti koji nisu inicirani? Da li oni moraju čekati inicijaciju ili oni mogu obožavati
those who are not initiated?
Oni koji nisu inicirani?
You mean in your home? Mm. So for those who are not initiated, how should they worship?
Kako da oni obožavaju?
Well, again, the best way is to go to the spiritual master or some senior devotee and ask permission and ask him what you should do.
I pitate što bi trebali vi raditi.
Like that. And that way you get their blessings and get their recommendation.
Blagoslove, preporuku.
In some cases,
u nekim slučajima,
a person may be,
osoba može,
you know,
biti,
not in such a good state. They may not be following the four regulative principles. And therefore to keep a deity in a house
izdokad, zato da ima božanstvo u kući, to ne bi bilo dobro.
And, you know. So I think each person mislim has to be judged individually
se treba and the best way is to get recommendation. I najbolje je dobiti preporuku.
That's the best way.
To
that
najbolje.
Way once you get the approval of a senior
onda,
devotee,
jednom dobijete potvrdu od starijeg bakta.
Senior devotee means one who is stari bakta
znači
engaged in Krishna consciousness,
osoba koja je angažirana u svjesnosti Krishna,
initiated,
koja je
iniciran,
fixed in devotion, koja je usredsređena u predanom služenju. I tako.
Thank you. Nice question. Important question.
Bitno pitanje je to.
Anyone else? Mataji? Aribo. Thank you. Mm. Yeah.
Rekao si da je obožavanje božanstva vrlo bitno. Da je, ne, da je devocija pri obožavanju vrlo bitna. Ali čak i Bhakti Vinod Thakur kaže u jednoj pjesmi da on nema devocije. Sad kako da mi obožavamo božanstvo i povećamo svoju devociju?
Okay.
Something.
Something. Did he say it right? He did. Okay, and she also mentioned that in the songs of Bhakti Vinod
Thakur,
specifically that song of
Gopinath,
he says, I really don't have any devotion.
Ja zaista nemam predanost.
Many of the songs of the great souls, they include
pjesama velikih duša,
this mood of humility
one sadrže ovaj duh.
And just
poniznosti.
What we say, abnegation.
Aj.
Type of
I to je jedan,
presenting themselves oni in a very humble and unqualified way. And that is not something artificial.
I to nije ništa umjetno.
That is actually
to je zapravo
their realization.
Njihovo razumijevanje, njihovo
so,
realizacija.
But they have the highest devotion.
Ali oni imaju najviše devocije.
Because this is an expression of true Vaishnava humility.
Istinske vaishnavske
poniznosti. A Vaishnava always thinks,
uvijek misli,
I have no qualities.
Ja nemam
I have no
dobrih odlika. Nemam nikakve.
I have no good
kvalifikacije.
I have no abilities.
Nemam
it's only by your mercy.
Samo tvojom milošću.
And the mercy of my spiritual
duhovnog učitelja.
Gurudev kripa bindu diya gore hi dase. What is the rest of that? Anyway, we're... Huh? Yeah, the beautiful song
of
glorifying the spiritual master. My dear
Gurudev,
you are everything. I am nothing.
It's
only by your mercy that I can engage in devotion. And that is a fact.
I to je činjenica.
So that is devotion.
I to je predanost.
When we think we have so many things
kada
to offer.
Kada mislimo da imamo jako puno stvari za ponudit.
We have nothing.
U stvari nemamo ništa.
There's a story in the Mahabharata.
U Mahabharati ima ta priča.
Where Duryodhana was asked
Duryodhana
to go to find.
Je trebao ići.
Go throughout the kingdom.
Kroz
and
kraljevstvo
find
trebamo proći
someone
kroz kraljevstvo
who is better than him.
I naći nekoga koji je bolji od njega. Koji je kvalificiraniji
and
od njega.
And Yudhisthira was asked the same question. To go out,
zadatak
no,
dobio.
He has a different question. To go out and find
ne,
someone
ne. On je trebao
who
ići
was lesser
i naći,
than him.
Naći osobu koja je manje kvalificirana od njega.
Better than him,
dakle, Duryodhana je trebao naći boljeg od
and
sebe,
Yudhisthira was asked
a Yudhisthira je trebao naći nekog koji je manje kvalificiran od njega.
Duryodhana
se vratio, nikoga nisam mogao naći koji je bolji od mene.
Yudhisthira came back and said, I couldn't find anyone who was lesser than me.
Gori od mene.
So we see the difference. What is what is real devotion? Yudhisthira had the personal association of Krishna.
Duryodhana,
he got Krishna association.
Duryodhana je dobio Krishna društvo.
Krishna arranged him to be killed.
Ali Krishna je uredio da on bude ubijen.
So it's different.
Tu je razlika.
You know, so a Vaishnav, a true
Vaishnav
never thinks I'm qualified.
Nikad ne misli o sebi da je kvalificiran.
That is devotion.
To je
so when you stand before the Lord,
stand,
you pray, my dear Lord,
i molite se, dragi
my only qualification
is
your mercy.
Tvoja milost.
That's my qualification.
To je moja
therefore, if you give
zato,
me your mercy,
ako mi daš tvoju
that
milost,
is my qualification.
To će biti moja
that is all.
Kvalifikacija. I to je
and
sve.
That is a fact.
I činjenica
the mercy
je
of the Lord is the qualification.
Milost gospodina je naša kvalifikacija. Haridas Thakur.
When Lord Chaitanya asked him, my dear Haridas, what is the news?
Pito, šta ima novo, dragi moj Haridas?
Haridas said,
Haridas rekao,
my dear Lord, your mercy, that
tvoja
is the
milost,
news.
To su novosti.
That's the only news.
To je jedna novost.
So when we stand in front of the
kada
deity, we can pray for the mercy of the Lord. And what is that mercy?
A kako
give me
tu milost
your
vidimo?
Service.
Kako tražimo za milost, gospodine,
and that is our devotion, because we show our devotion through
jer to je devocija,
service. By serving
svoj,
the Lord,
kroz službu
that is
pokazujete
our devotion.
Svoju devociju.
And through service we do different things.
Znači devocija. A kad služimo,
it's
radimo
not so much
stvari.
What you do, it's the mood you do it in.
Ono što radite, već
that's the more important.
Duh u kome to nešto radite.
So that's devotion.
Zato to je devocija.
Okay.
U redu?
Okay. Does that help?
Pomaže?
Okay. Thank you very much. That was wonderful question.
Hvala ti puno, bilo to predivno pitanje.
Ooh, it's 2:15. I broke the rules.
Već je 2:15, prekršio sam pravila.
Okay, but you helped me break them.
Ali
so
vi ste mi pomogli da ih prekršim, tako da nije samo moja krivica.
Anyway, thank you so much
hvala
for your kind attention.
Za vašu ljubaznu pažnju.
Of course, I know this is so important, this deity worship.
Ovo je tako bitno, to obožanje
božanstva. Very much fundamental.
Je osnovna
for
stvar, temeljna stvar.
Process of Krishna consciousness.
Za praksu svjesnosti Krishne.
Again, thank you very much.
Hvala vam još jednom.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.